Guinea Pig Olympics. Who is gonna be the one to win? Guinea Pig Olympics. Guinea pigs running like the wind. Guinea Pig Olympics. Marvel at the blur of their tiny feet. Guinea Pig Olympics. The world's greatest guinea pig athletes. Jumping the stick, leaping the hoop, running the lawn. Who will be the one? Guinea Pig Olympics. Guinea Pig Olympics. Guinea Pig Olympics.
That's Perry Grip. Right here on the Children's Hour with Guinea Pig Olympics. And today on the show, we're learning about the Olympics from our summer intern, Daniel. The events of the Olympics have never been isolated from world events happening all around it. For one thing, when the Olympic stadiums are built, they're enormous, and they require tons of labor and raw materials to bring them together, making swimming pools in the desert or skiable mountains in regions where snow isn't so common anymore.
Well, the Olympics has undoubtedly done a lot of good, working to help ease cultural tensions and giving athletes worldwide recognition. This event has, unfortunately, not been all fun and games. The Olympics has seen a good deal of controversy over time, and it's important to acknowledge these problems. Boycotts and protests have occurred in many Olympic Games, not only from individual athletes, but from entire countries as well. In the 1986 Olympics, African-American athletes protested racism in America by doing the Black Power Salute. The head of the United States Olympic Committee then unfairly removed those players from the team. During the Cold War, boycotting and protesting reached an all-time high. In 1980, the United States and 60 other countries did not attend the Olympic Games in Moscow, Russia. Then in the 1984 Los Angeles Games, Russia and many of its allies also boycotted. The Olympics is also a time of major political pressure. Because the games are shown worldwide, countries often use this event to push their own political messages and beliefs. Nowhere can this be seen better than in the 1936 Olympics in Germany. This took place 3 years before World War II, when the Nazis ruled over Germany. The leader of Nazi Germany, Hitler, attempted to use the games to spread extremist and racist propaganda. This made the victories of Jesse Owens and the other African-American athletes even sweeter. Another example of political pressure in the Olympics is when evidence was uncovered that members of the International Olympic Committee accepted bribes to have the 2002 Winter Games take place in Utah, America. The International Olympic Committee has since increased regulations and fired 6 of the people guilty, but that does not mean corruption has fully been erased from the Olympics. Another problem with the Olympics is that it's extremely expensive. Whichever country and city is chosen to host the Olympics needs to spend a lot of money and time preparing and running the games. Sometimes cities are able to afford the costs of hosting the Olympics and enjoy the benefits of an increase in tourism and getting to show off their culture, while other cities don't fare as well. Before the 1968 Mexico City Olympics, many people gathered to protest. They believed that their country should have used the money to help with the inequality and other important matters. The Mexican government then ordered their military to shoot at the protesters, killing estimated hundreds. The Olympics is meant to bring countries together, to prove that we're not so different after all. But unfortunately, that doesn't always happen. Many Olympic athletes have faced discrimination, hate, violence, and even terrorism. Though, despite this, the Olympics has still continued to try and bring us together, no matter how reluctant some may be. During the 2016 Rio Olympics, a refugee team was made for those who had to flee their country, allowing them to perform. The Olympics has spoken out against violence and segregation and supported diversity and inclusion. The Olympics is not perfect, and will unfortunately never be perfect. Though we can all gain something from its message. A message that we are all human. A message that we all live on this beautiful planet. And a message that we all love to play. Many countries have been petty and closed-minded during the Olympics, using it to try and one-up each other. But when we look at the athletes from around the world, running together, competing together, laughing together, everybody seems a little bit closer. We still have some more coming up here on the Children's Hour.
Let's go, let's go, let's go.
It takes practice, fitness, technique, skill, hard work, strength, courage, will. These are what makes an Olympian, yeah! Come on!
You know that we are winners,
we never give up.
Because we're not quitters.
This is the Olympic competition.
Let's finish like winners.
Let's go.
Hey.
We know that we are winners.
We never give up. Because we're not quitters.
This is the Olympic competition.
Let's finish like winners.
On the prize and I just won't stop. From doggy land to Paris, I'm going right to the top. I got a dream to compete, so we lighten the torch. Different flags of all sorts, different countries and sports. With the aim in the heart, made for seeing his throat. It's never too late to start being an Olympian too. Dedication and strength, every day we commit. So whatever you pick, just work hard and don't quit.
It takes practice, fitness, technique, skill, hard work, strength, courage, will. These are what makes an Olympian, yeah!
Come on!
You know that we are winners,
we never give up,
because we're not quitters.
This is the Olympic competition.
Let's finish like winners.
Tell me what we do.
You know that we are winners,
we never give up, because we're not quitters.
This is the Olympic competition.
Let's finish like winners.
By yourself or with teams, help you be an Olympian in your daily routines.
Track and field is a race where you pass the baton. It teaches working together for gold, silver, and bronze.
Basketball or gymnastics, volleyball or swimming. Now we got breakdancing, can't wait to see who's winning.
From all over the globe, they prepare for the day. Made to never give up, that's the Olympian way.
It takes practice, fitness, technique, skill,
hard work, strength,
courage, will.
These are what makes an Olympian, yeah!
Come on!
You know that we are winners,
we never give up, because we're not quitters.
This is the Olympic competition.
Let's finish like winners.
You know that we are winners,
we never give up, because we're not quitters.
Come on!
Let's finish like winners.
You did it! You did it!
That's Doggyland and Snoop Dogg from their release Happy with the Olympics song right here on the Children's Hour. Daniel, our summer intern, has written and produced this show to teach us all about the Olympics.
Today on the Children's Hour, we have learned about the history of the Olympics, from its origins in ancient Greece to its new modern form. Along with this, we have also learned about a few of the amazing people who have participated in the Olympics and the legacies they've built. After all that, I just have one last big question I want to answer. What are the Olympics? Now, I don't mean what are the Olympics really. I've already spent a lot of time telling you that it is the largest sporting event in the entire world, with people from around the globe. What I mean is, what do the Olympics represent, and why are they important? In ancient Greece, the Olympics were a competition, designed to show who could run the fastest, punch the hardest, and jump the longest. And while nowadays we know the answer to that last question,
it's me, Mario!
Back then, this was the best way for individuals to show off their skills. Then, when the Romans took over, the Olympics became more of a game. Its main role became primarily to entertain, and while the Romans themselves never participated in it, many still found joy in watching this Greek tradition. Now, I feel like the Olympics has become something more than just a competition or a game. I think the Olympics is and means something different to everyone, but for me, I see the Olympics as an art gallery. Art is defined as the expression and presentation of human creativity, imagination, and skills that we enjoy because of its charm and its ability to make us feel emotionally. Sports most definitely require skill, creativity, and imagination. Whether it is through gymnasts dreaming up and pulling off daring tricks and jumps to wow judges, or racers through trial and error finding the absolute fastest way to run, you can see all three of those things. Along with this, we appreciate art due to its beauty and charm, dazzling, perfectly choreographed figure skating routines, heart-pumping hockey shots, and neck-and-neck races. With over 40 different sports, there is certainly no lack of charm or moments that will leave you on the edge of your seat. And finally, we come to emotional impact. An event where people from all countries are encouraged to join. A show where people from all walks of life come together and engage in something they're passionate about. This, along with the Paralympics, which allow people with limiting disabilities to compete, which means everyone can see themselves represented on this worldwide stage. The Olympics are a symbol of how diverse people and diverse ideas can get along. And to me, that is incredibly emotionally powerful. But what do you think? Make sure to let us know why the Olympics are important to you at childrenshour.org. Or if you aren't a big fan of the Olympics, you can also let us know. From ancient Greece to the modern day, the Olympics have inspired people to push the boundaries on what we think is physically possible. It has helped us better see eye to eye and push us to be more open and accepting. The Olympics are truly a special event. I hope you will tune into them this year. My name is Daniel Lintz, and thank you for listening to the Children's Hour.
The Olympic Games begin July 26, 2024. For more information on where you can watch them, visit childrenshour.org and look for this episode, The Olympics. We've got time for one more. We're going to go out with Mark Ronson and Katie B. You've been listening to The Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. We'll catch you next time.
Chariot. Kione.
Come with me, come with me.
Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, links, learn-along guides, and more about us at childrenshour.org.
This episode was written by me, the summer intern, Thaniel Lintz, with loads of help from senior producer, Christina Stella, and executive producer, Katie Stone.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour,
or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
We post our photos and more on Instagram and Facebook. Find us at TCH Radio.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.